Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And our quote for today is actually from our producer, Houston. It's something that he shared with us. He sent us a whole email full of quotes that I guess he's been saving that he's seen or heard. And he sent us one that said, "It's just a bad day, not a bad life." And he said he couldn't remember where he heard it. So I Googled it and apparently it's a Johnny Depp quote. Well, at least that's from what I could find online. Johnny Depp once said, "Breathe. It's just a bad day, not a bad life." And I really didn't follow the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Did you at all, Kat?
I tried not to, but you like couldn't not.
It was,
and then I was like invested, but I was like, I actually don't even know what's going on.
I would just see clips on Instagram, and then we would talk about it on the Bobby Bone Show here and there. But anyway, it's over, and I guess justice for Johnny. He got it. But something that made me LOL on Instagram, but then I kind of also feel bad about, because clearly there's just some things going on that we don't know. And then it felt weird knowing all of this stuff about their very personal, intimate life. She did put a lot out there and it did keep him from getting work. So I do get why it was necessary for him to clear his name. But I was just like, I don't feel like publicly we should be knowing some of this stuff. But Amber Heard clearly behaved in some ways that are, you know, would be defined as crazy-ish. And there's this Instagram video. I guess a lot of wives are maybe making it, but they're kind of getting in their car, going into reverse. And this one woman was like sipping her coffee, but driving. And the caption on the reel or the video just said, "Me on my way to show my husband some of this Amber Heard stuff because..." you know, he's realizing,
he thinks I'm crazy.
Right. He really, just so that he realizes things could be worse.
That's true.
And I'm like, yeah, but that did make me laugh.
Wait, I don't know why that it was allowed to be open
public?
To the public. Yeah.
I think because it was like, there was defamation. I don't know. It was written. She had written an article, and I know there's like libel and then defamation. Like, I don't know the difference. One, slander's maybe said, libel's written.
Oh,
I don't know the legal jargon around it, but a lot of like OJ Simpson, a lot of public cases are public.
Like, I didn't know that. I was like, I felt like it was like intruding on there.
Yeah, I know. And it felt like OJ Simpson's, all the things that come out. Yeah. Staircase, are you watching that right now?
What, I don't know what that is.
Well, that's on HBO Max. It was a documentary that was done years ago about a murder situation, if you think he's guilty, but this guy's wife fell down the stairs. But what's crazy is he lived in Germany years back, and his neighbor there fell down the stairs and died. And then his current wife, that was with his ex-wife.
Did she die?
The other person, yes.
The wife, yes,
she's dead. And so then they were the only two people home. But anyway, it's back in the spotlight because HBO Max did a scripted version of it. You know how they reenact things? And I've been watching that and like their whole trial back then, just things that are very public. It's a good question.
I wonder that like a lot more trials could be public, but nobody would watch them because they're not famous people.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure we could hit up the local courthouse and see what's up.
Like, too many videos we can watch.
If you want to, or you could just walk in and be like, hey, any cases I could sit in on today? I don't know what makes it a closed hearing versus open.
The public could just go. I could just show up to Johnny Depp's trial and be like, is there any room for me?
Well, I don't know about, I mean, I'm sure that one's more, you know, high profile. So it's more difficult, but it's a great question as to why. And I know we have lawyers that listen. So
yes.
Hit us up. Let us know. So we're going to do some rapid fire questions from, I did the little question box on my Instagram. I'm at Radio Amy if you want to follow there, because I like getting fast questions from there. People email in to the podcast and have more, you know, longer questions and more in depth. Yes. But these are supposed to be rapid fire, but you know, if you've listened before, some of them we answer super fast, but then others we spend more time with. So these are some questions that came in from that. Kat, you can read them and then we can chime in.
Okay. We're going to call this rapid fire-ish.
Good way.
You know?
Good way to put it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. Fire away.
Let's get this going. Okay. What is your favorite thing to do for self-care / favorite way to recharge?
I got multiple of these. Like, there's multiple like self-care tips, like recharging. And I was like, oh, this must be. So I wanted to make sure to include this one. But I would say for me, going for a short walk outside or just being in the sun in general, not too much of the sun, because then that can drain you, but just like a quick recharge situation. If it's quick, then it's probably just me. And I try to be in silence, like take it all in. But if I have time, then I can also be recharged by walking with a friend or hiking. Mm-hmm. I like being outdoors. Maybe doing some breathing exercises. Been doing that to kind of energize, like this.
I was going to.
I know. Kat's laughing.
I was not expecting that.
Okay, so there's energizing ones. And
who taught you this?
Well, Samantha Skelly was on the podcast. She's a breathwork expert, but she also inspired me. The whole conversation inspired me to just look on YouTube for different videos to give me an exercise. And there was this one that I found, I don't know who posted it, but it was a 2-minute breathwork exercise that was just like coffee. I did it in the morning and I was like, oh, if I do this, it's equivalent to drinking a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So I don't know, type that into YouTube, see what comes up. But you put your hands by your shoulders and make a fist and then punch straight up into the air. Maybe you blow out. Clearly, I don't remember the exact exercise, but it was energizing.
I'm sure it works, but I was not expecting you to do that.
I
thought you were going to be like...
Now, that's calming.
Okay.
There's breath work for calming, but this is for recharging.
Got it.
You inhale more quick, inhale and exhale more quickly.
Okay.
You know, there's different breath work for different vibes. Okay, because you can breathe to sleep, you can breathe to wake up, you can breathe to calm, you can breathe to survive.
You have to do that.
All the things. Cryotherapy is another thing that I do as part of my wellness routine to recharge, and that's a form of my self-care. I go inside this box for 3 minutes and it's -220, and I happen to live near a cryo place. I know that that's not... It's becoming more and more popular, but I know that's not something everybody has near them or it's a resource they can even, you know, do. But it's an investment that I've made in myself because it has helped. I use my chiropractor less. So I'm like, okay, well, I just transferred that money to there. But then this has other benefits for me mentally that have been really good other than just, you know, helping my tension in my neck and my shoulders. I just emerge from there like, oh, a new person.
It's like a more intense ice bath, but you're standing up.
Right. You go inside this box. Have you never done
it? Yeah, I've seen it. I don't think I could do it.
You could. You could do it. Do you take cold showers?
No.
Ooh, I do. I love a good cold shower in the morning.
I do. The only thing I do is the face roller, and that takes a lot for me to do.
Mm.
But I like it. But I don't think I...
Yeah, that's another form of self-care is the ice roller. You can buy those on Amazon, and you just keep it in the freezer whenever you want to ice your face. Roll, roll, roll. Okay, so also another thing I was thinking that is a form of self-care for me is laughter. And we've been watching a ton of America's Funniest Home Videos here, and my kids love it.
Is that still going, or are they old?
No, they're still going. Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Wait, really?
He does it. I don't know. Well, I have no idea if they're old. I'm still watching it, though.
It could be from like 2005.
No, that was Bob Saget.
Okay.
Yeah, he was back then. I know. Rest in peace. Going back to being in the sun, something that I also was doing this last weekend was going to get sunlight upon waking. It's very...
I know. Why did you say it like that?
Because it feels very... Oh, that's how it feels when I'm doing it.
To get sunlight upon waking.
Upon waking, I went...
You're from the colonial days.
Yes. That is, okay. That is basically you're trying to go back to what it was like 200 years ago. That being said, my kids are thinking I'm crazy because now once the sun goes down, I want to only live by candlelight before bedtime. Because I have just not been sleeping that well. And I'm like, something's up. I'm doing all these other things. And sleep hasn't always been a major issue for me. And at times when it has, I've had to intervene with other things, which I think is totally appropriate if you need pills or... I don't do well with melatonin, though, at all. It actually, melatonin has the opposite effect on me.
Really?
Either if I take the right amount and do actually end up falling asleep, I wake up feeling really groggy and horrible. If I take too much, it's just really bad. But if I don't go to sleep within 30 minutes
of taking it,
my mind starts racing and I can't go to sleep.
Interesting.
So it is interesting. Yeah.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. And then I sometimes be like, okay, I'll have a glass of wine. But then the quality of sleep you're getting through that is not great at all. And you know, you might think that it is because you're able to fall asleep, but there's a lot happening in your body that's all subconscious. You don't realize all the ways that you're, you need that precious time. You need that REM cycle sleep. And I don't think I'm really getting there. So anyway, all this to say, I was listening to this sleep podcast when I got my lashes done the other day, and I didn't even pick it out. My lash person, Amy, did, and she always has the best things to listen to. And she was like, I found the sleep doctor and I'll listen to it. And so we did. And he was very scientific. So a lot of it was like all the parts of our eye that, I don't know, I just know like eyeball, the white part of the eye, the iris, the pupil, like the different, but he went way next level. It's like the inside of the eye that like is in the brain. Yeah. All the different connectors.
Well, how is your eyes connected to your amygdala? Did he talk about that?
Well, look at you. Yes. Okay. I'm sure he did.
Okay.
I don't remember all the things. But then even I was talking to my father-in-law about it because he was a fighter pilot in the Air Force. And my husband was a pilot as well. But he's like, think about it. He's like in the cockpit or flight deck to be
what is that?
PC. That's where the pilots are flying the airplane. So it used to be called the cockpit.
They don't call it that anymore?
No, because I think that was because men were in there flying and now women fly.
Wait, really?
Well, I just heard the PC way to say it is flight deck. So
I didn't know
we might
that.
Need to do a search history on why, but it's kind of like we're learning now and it's something you just say out of nowhere. You're like, oh, this is my room. This is the master bathroom.
Isn't it primary now?
It's primary room. Mm-hmm. And my sister taught me that, you know, they do decorating and different things. And when they started filming for HGTV, it's not something that they'd ever thought about like reaching the masses. Cause normally you're just saying, oh yeah, master bedroom. And until you've heard it, then you can't unhear it. And you're like, oh wow. Yeah. I'm not a master to any slaves. And that's actually really horrible that we're calling it the master bedroom. So now we call it the primary, bedroom. Yeah. And some people are like,
I never knew that's where that came from.
Yeah, me neither, until my sister told me. And if other of you have been way ahead of us, then that's awesome.
Good for you guys.
Good for you. But maybe some other people are hearing this for the first time. And I think it's just something to think about when we're thinking of what we call things. So anyway, back to the flight deck. He said, you'll notice if you ever see instruments when pilots are flying at night, the backlight, everything that's lit up is red. And that is an okay light for your eyes to see in the dark.
As opposed to like a white light.
Right. Hmm. And so like a fire would be an okay light to see. So if I wanted to live by candlelight before I went to bed, it wouldn't disrupt anything. So I don't know. I totally detoured with the whole pilot thing.
Or we could put red films on all of your light bulbs.
Yeah. Or you can go order red light bulbs, he said, in the podcast that you can put in like your nightstand. So that way when you decide to turn on that light or different lamps around your house, you can turn off all the overheads and just turn on your red lamp lights. And then that will give you or give your body the signal of like, hey, you can start going to sleep. But back to the morning light. When you expose yourself, this is me paraphrasing what the sleep doctor said from memory, which was a few days ago. When you expose yourself to the morning light, you are telling your body to start producing whatever it needs to produce to help you with melatonin later. So it jumpstarts that process to prepare you for nighttime sleep. But you need to go out there and get it. There's other ways
like
you
real
can get
light.
It. Real
sunlight.
Light. Mm-hmm. There's other ways if you can't get into the sunlight that you could get it if you wanted to. But like my weekdays, I can't because I have to be the Bobby Bone Show too early. But Saturday and Sunday this last weekend, I went outside upon waking for my light. And I took my Four Things Gratitude Journal and I woke up and I went outside to my backyard and I sat down. I opened my journal and while I journaled, my body absorbed light and prepared me.
And then how'd you sleep?
For my sleep.
Why are you laughing now?
So I don't know because I know it sounds weird.
No, it doesn't. I want to try it.
Whenever I tell my kids, like, you just wait. We're about to be the house that like when the sun goes down.
Candles.
On my side of town. I'm lighting candles so I can sleep and the whole world will be jealous. Because I'm just all about whatever it takes to get, sign me up. We're doing things all kinds of wrong because we have light at our fingertips and we want to watch TV and we want to check our emails and we want to be on our phones, but I'm going to start shutting it down.
What did the doctor say about TV before bed?
No bueno. No, no, no.
He said don't do it.
Well, wear the blue light blockers, which I have, but I don't always.
I felt like the blue light blockers were like an urban legend. Like I heard people that said that they don't really do much, but they do.
Well, that's what he said.
Because sometimes I wear them and sometimes I don't. Because I'm like, am I just like joking with myself?
I don't know. When I say this guy sounded super smart,
Are you going to share the podcast?
I wish I could, but Amy found it. I'll have to ask her for it. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll report back.
Never
but
mind.
We're
going to trust you.
He has dedicated his life's work to sleep. And he definitely mentioned those glasses. But he also said the ideal thing is to get your red lamp light bulb and put that on and read a book and then go to bed. That is your nighttime entertainment.
I don't want to read a book.
Yeah. Well,
I have to do it.
So anyway, that being said, sleep is also another way that I plan to recharge.
So we've not even gotten through one.
How is that for rapid fire?
All right. Can you post a link to jeans from the Pimp and Joy photo shoot? Jeans are these?
I can't post a link. I guess I could in the show notes. Let me think about that. Let me write a note right here. Post link. So I'll put something in the show notes, but if you don't want to go there, you can just Google Cassie Super High Rise Straight Crop Blossom Distressed Jeans. And the brand is Pistola. Pistola? I think that's how you say it. Pistola.
Pistola.
Pistola?
Pistola seems
better.
It seems more right than pistola, but I also don't know.
You're probably right. Pistola. Why am I making it Spanish?
It might be.
Pistola. Say it your way.
Pistola?
Okay, it's probably Pistola Denim. I have no idea, but it's Pistola. And I have a few Pistola denim items. I have some denim shorts and a couple pairs of jeans. There's a boutique by my house that sells this brand. And I I'm really disappointed in my purchase. So I recommend y'all checking them out. Another denim brand that I love is a Goldie.
I have no idea how to say that. I knew you were going to say that one.
A Goldie?
But some people say a gold, but it's a Goldie.
Maybe. Right? Maybe it's a gold. Listen, we don't know. But it's A-G-O-L-D-E.
Why can't they just have like a normal name?
I don't know. I think Citizens of Humanity owns a Goldie. A gold. It's like they're low. They're Goldie's still expensive, but it's not
that's
as
their
expensive.
Less expensive,
I think so. It's like under their umbrella, but it's supposed to be like a step down. Kind of like Zara and, well, Arista. What's that store?
Aritzia.
Yeah, Aritzia.
Those are connected?
They're not.
Oh.
They're not at all, I don't think. But that's how I define, like Zara and then Aritzia.
It's like the expensive.
It's like the next level of Zara.
Okay.
And before Zara is, I don't know what's before that. Forever 21.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
But they're not, they're also not connected.
Or H&M.
Yeah. So anyway, I know you were just asking about the denim jeans. So we're going to practice answering quickly and just Google those because they are my favorite jeans right now. And I probably get a million people asking.
Go see what those are.
And the Pimpin' Joy photo shoot, the Pimpin' Joy items went up last week to help build a home a hero. All the proceeds are going to Building Homes for Heroes, which is an amazing nonprofit that works with so many veterans that are like our veteran that we're supporting this year. He's in a wheelchair, non-communicative from a brain injury, spinal cord injury. He's got a wife and a son, and they're completely gutting his house and redoing it so he can move around easier. It just needs a lot of work. So that is where the money's going. You can still shop Pimp and Joy. theshopforward.com/pimpandjoy or Radio Amy is a way where you can find stuff. And there's a lot of cute red, white, and blue patriotic options that you'll get in time for 4th of July if you order ASAP. Through the different veterans we've supported, this is our fifth one. So hundreds of thousands of dollars have gone to Building Homes for Heroes. And then this round, I think we're maybe at like 75,000 right now. So
in like a week?
In less than. It launched on Friday. We might even be above that because honestly,
that's like Kat and I are
recording this on Sunday. So mm-hmm. I know. It's crazy. We have amazing listeners and just thank y'all so much for that support and Pimp and Joy, which is all about spreading joy to others, which is exactly what y'all are doing. Whoop. Next question. Let's see how fast I can do this one.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and things for grandma. Top gifts like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag, Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven, and so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month. And when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, what's saving your life right now?
Ooh, the salad chopper, the XO.
Salad. Wait, do you have one of those big bowls?
Yeah.
That you do the it's chopped?
OXO Grips or whatever is the brand. They have it at Target and on Amazon, but it comes with a bowl and it almost looks like a pizza slicer, but it's double and it's for salads because I love a chopped salad. And when it's hot out,
yeah,
I eat more salads. And that's saving my life right now because I used to just cut everything with a knife and a fork. And the salad chopper is just so exciting.
Do you do it really fast or are you careful?
Yeah, I just...
I have to be careful now with knives because I cut my finger open.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't.
Now it's better.
Okay.
I was cutting a bagel.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I had to get stitches.
You almost lost your thumb.
I didn't look at it for 4 days because I thought I might have to get my thumb taken off.
Fun fact, I have a scar right here on my thumb from when I was a kid. It was from a potato peeler.
Look at us not being able to cut things.
Cut or peel. And then the salad chopper thing makes me think of the restaurant you love to eat at a lot, Chopped.
Yes, that's what I was saying. That's what it reminds me of.
So if y'all have a Chopped near you, look it
so
up
good.
Because it is such a great place. I took my in-laws to Chopped the other night. When they flew in, I picked them up from the airport and they were like, we really would like a salad. Or I just knew they would really like a salad. So I just took them there.
So good.
And it was yummy. Okay, keep going.
All right. What mascara do you use?
Well, I mentioned a minute ago that I have lash extensions. So I get lashes from Amy, who's the founder of Lash. There's a lot of lash places in Nashville, but she was like the OG one.
It's just called Lash.
It's just called Lash. It's on Elliston, like in West End, like near the Vanderbilt area. But she's great. So she's my lash person. And I used to hate lashes before I met her because everyone always made them way too long. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the over. She'll put I get the shortest option available put on.
Yeah,
so
yours
they look natural. So that's probably why sometimes people ask what mascara I use because they look like they're just my lashes.
Did you ever use the growing stuff?
Yeah, Latisse or
yes,
any other.
Mm-hmm. Burned my eyes so bad.
Really?
I tried to use it, so I gave up after about 2 weeks.
Dime, which is, you put mascara on my lower, and then I use the eyebrow gel thing too, and there's this, the brand is Dime, like D-I-M-E, and they have a lash conditioner and that should help them grow.
Ooh.
So you maybe want to try that.
Okay.
And that's what I use their mascara on my bottom, but then I use their eyebrow gel as well, which is conditioning and helping to hopefully grow my brows because I have no brows. My sister, Kim, who's my half-sister, she sent me a picture from my wedding the other day. She was going through old photos and she found a picture of me, Bobby, and Lunchbox. And this is in 2006. And I have, on my wedding day, I had like jet black hair almost and no eyebrows.
Because
like, let me draw
them?
You. I'm going to draw you my eyebrow right now. Look at the paper. It's just one line.
It's because you overplucked?
Yes.
Like back in the day?
Yeah, which I mean...
You look like you have a lot of eyebrows.
Because I got them Megan, Beauty by Megan, microbladed them. And then now I put the I grow them with the... I try to put gels on them to take care of them and nourish them and grow them because they were very sad.
Do you think that's going to come back in style though?
If it does, I am not participating. hear me now. I am not participating.
I'll hold you
because
to that.
In 2006, that was probably me trying to have brows because I plucked them in the 2000s. Like when I graduated, yeah. even my college graduation picture, 2003. Oh,
but that was cool. I feel like then.
I also had on white eyeliner. I know.
Yes. Things, I used to wear a lot of silver eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
Okay. This is a great question. What is a benefit of recovery that you didn't expect to find?
Kat said it's a great question because she submitted it in the question box. You can see who the questions are coming from. But I actually did think it was a great question. It made me think of going to your lake house the other day because we had so much fun. It was last weekend. And the kids had a great time. But also, that's an example of how I was able to have a great time and show up and be present with family and friends and kids. Because my husband and I gave our kids a yes day that day with boundaries. But in a nutshell, they pretty much got whatever they asked for, like when it came to candy, food, even me doing things with them. Uh-huh. Like Sashira wanted a tube, but she wanted a tube fast. So I said yes to that, even though I wanted a tube moderately slow, because that is enough for me.
I think that you said moderately slow. My dad did not listen to you.
Yeah, well, Sashira wanted to go fast. Yeah. And so that my dog is choking over here. It's fine. So then Stevenson wanted a kayak and y'all were all hanging out on the deck and it was after we got off the boat and we were tired and I just wanted to chill on the deck and have a drink. But I went kayaking with my son while y'all did that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I said yes to it because it was yes day. And then dinner came and, you know, we had crumble cookies and we had your mom made these sweet potatoes and there was chicken and steak and some broccoli salad with a bunch of mayonnaise in it. And it was amazing.
I didn't eat the broccoli salad.
Well, I did. I love mayonnaise.
I hate mayonnaise.
And I love it. So my point is the yes day at the lake was so much more enjoyable in recovery because I was able to have those moments with my kids without my brain thinking about what I couldn't eat or thinking about what I was gonna eat or stressing about the dinner we were gonna have when we got back to the house. My brain wasn't occupied with food at all. Mm-hmm. My brain was occupied with us in the moments
being
and
what
we were doing and being present. And if your brain is currently just thinking about food all day long, I get it. You're not alone. There's nothing weird about that. It's actually very normal. When you have an eating disorder or you're in a disordered eating cycle or you have body image issues, stuff like that. So, Kat, to answer your question, a benefit that I didn't expect to find was all this freedom in my brain and this room to have like a fun day at the lake. Because for so many years, I just didn't even think that was possible. I just thought, oh, this is how I live. My brain is going to always be occupied with this. And I guess I didn't expect it because I didn't know it was possible.
Yeah. That's a good answer. Good job.
Good job.
Let's try to do one more. This is quick. Favorite show to binge?
I mean, show to binge at any time. Like I can watch Friends over and over, obviously, and just have that on. But right now I've been binging Hacks on HBO Max.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's so good.
What's it about?
It's a comedian and she's older, kind of, I don't want to give too much away, but I guess a little bit.
Is it
a nice way to say it? Yeah, it's scripted. Oh, okay. I don't know a nice way to say it. Like she's like a washed up older comedian, had her day, but she's out trying to like get it back. She lost her residency in Vegas. And so she's hired, or her agent has hooked her up with a young writer. And then they are working together, the older and the young. And then they kind of clash, but it's funny. And they have like a sweet relationship.
How did you decide to watch that? I would never. My issue is I don't know how to start a new show because I like don't know. There's so many shows. It's like, which one is good and which one is bad?
Right. Well, I'm telling you, Hacks is good because it's funny.
Okay.
It's like light and funny.
I need that because the shows that I've been watching is not light.
Well, yeah.
I cried harder than I have cried probably in the last year on Friday night watching Stranger Things.
But I thought you didn't like Stranger Things.
I don't like it. But I'm committed to it because I've already invested so much time in it to finish it.
Letting it emotionally affect you?
Yes. Mm. I was a wreck, like snot, like hyperventilating almost. It was very sad. So I don't recommend it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, check out. Do you have HBO Max?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
There you
I'll
go.
Watch that.
Boom.
Thank you.
Problem solved. Hacks.
Thank you.
And if you don't have HBO Max, get it because remember, that's where my Christmas movie is going to be. Come, I don't know, November, December, you're going to need to get it anyway. And there's honestly so much good stuff. That's where you watch Friends too. HBO Max is the only way.
I'm a Friends person.
Stop. Homework. You're going to watch Stranger Things with your boyfriend, but you're not going to go be a Friends person.
Because it's a commitment. I feel like it's too late now.
It's not too late. I've gone back and started the whole thing over multiple times.
Okay.
And there's still stuff that I've missed.
So I'll have to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
How many seasons?
Season one, episode one. There's 10, I think. 9 or 10. 10. Yeah. Next question.
Okay. Oh, we can do another. Ooh, this is a good one. Favorite perfume?
Baccarat Rouge 540.
I'm so glad you said that because I never knew how to say it. Is that really how you say it?
Listen, I was saying Pistola, so who knows? Baccarat.
Wait, I think Pistol. Oh, now I don't even know which way I think it's right.
Yeah, you're probably asking the wrong person, but I think it's Baccarat Rouge 540.
Yeah.
The only problem is it's stupid expensive. Mm-hmm. But like once you Baccarat, you can't go back. And so you can ask for it as gifts. You can get gift cards. You can get, like, I have a friend, Kat, not you, Kat, a different Kat, and she found it on sale at Nordstrom in the travel size the other day. And she called me and she was like, hey, I'm going to buy the travel size, but it comes with three. Like, do you want to buy one? So I bought one off of her, like, and we split it three ways. So it made it. And then just one squirt and you're good to go. But then Kat, you also found it on, like, a knockoff. It's one of those dupes.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I should be promoting this because it's like, is it like copyright? I don't know. What is it called when people do that? Trademark? Whatever. Anyway, it has saved my life because I would be the person that would overspend on perfume because it smells so good. And it's like $40 on this website.
It's alt? Like alt fragrances. We don't have to, I mean, I have no idea the rules and legalities around trademarking a smell, but
yeah, it's a smell.
It's a smell. So that's an option. I'm sure you could just Google Baccarat Rouge 540 knockoff and see what happens.
I found this on TikTok. Yeah. And if you're a Santal person, I also like that perfume. They have a knockoff for that too.
Mm. Okay.
Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Keep going. Who cares?
Current coffee order.
Ooh, I got a lot of people asking that. And I'm like, what is so interesting to people about knowing other people's coffee order?
Well, because sometimes you have interesting hacks. Like when with your pumpkin cream, you had that whole thing where you would order it and then save the cream. But I would like to change this question up a little bit. What is your go-to normal standard coffee order? And then like your current, do you have anything like different?
Okay. Well, someone had asked if I had a DCT and I didn't know what that meant. So luckily in parentheses, they put delicious coffee treat. DCT. So I guess my normal coffee order is a standard almond milk latte, probably with an extra shot, because why not? And right now, because it's hot, I'm getting iced. I'm very into iced. Mm-hmm. In the winter, I like hot. And if I'm taking it up a level to call it a treat or whatever we want to call it, DCT. Then I guess I'll add the cold foam cream or whatever they call it at Starbucks, which is normally flavored during the, you know, fall. I like to get the pumpkin spice, like you mentioned. And the hack around that was sometimes they put a lot on top. So when you get home, get a spoon and scrape it into a container and put it in your fridge and use it the next day. Boom. And just make it at home. Free. And then they have a caramel one, which I guess...
Caramel cream?
Like a caramel cold foam cream thing that just scoops on top. Like you can get, I'll go and get maybe an iced Americano or something. It's really creamy. So I guess I don't even need the almond milk. And then I would get that on top. That's a DCT for
DCT.
Me. Yeah. What about you?
I always get the same coffee. An almond milk latte, whether it's hot or cold, is depending on the weather.
Okay.
But I am a new coffee drinker, so I don't really go outside of the box much. I do love the coconut almond creamer from Trader Joe's, and I'll froth that in the morning and put it on my coffee.
Ooh, yum. I might have to try that. Yeah. It's Trader Joe's brand.
Yeah. And can I tell you a little story about my frother?
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you this, but the other day I was out of creamer and I was also out of almond milk. So I couldn't make anything to put in my coffee. And I don't really love black coffee. So I was like, I have ice cream. And ice cream is like cream when it's melted.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that would work?
Yes.
Yeah. So I put it in my frother and it started like making noise. And then it was finished. And then it was just brown. And my whole frother on the inside was burnt. The whole rim of my stainless steel frother was burnt. It smelled like cotton candy, like that burning sugar. So this is a life hack as well. Do not ever put ice cream in your milk frother.
Weird.
Why would you think that happened? Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Maybe because there's too much sugar?
I don't know. Or there's some, granule. Like if I ever sprinkle cinnamon into my frother, it won't spin.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's like it picks up on it, even though you think it's so fine. It's just disrupting the brrr. Like it's not meant for that. So there might have been an ingredient.
I think it might have been a vanilla bean. So maybe
that's
there was
That's what caused it. It was disrupting the process.
I was so upset. I had to buy a new, thank God I didn't have to buy a whole new thing. I just bought a new, what is it called, container?
Yeah, so just as long as you use ice cream that has no vanilla bean in it. Because those little black little vanilla beans, they were getting stuck in there, I bet.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad I told the story.
You're welcome. I feel very smart right now.
Okay. Do you want to do another question?
Let's do one final question. Okay. Yeah. We'll put these on a future episode, the ones we didn't get to.
Okay. What is your favorite activity or thing to do in the summer?
I mean, I love hiking. And my favorite thing is to go to Colorado and hike. And my sister lives in Colorado, so we typically go there every summer. We have like a place to stay, Pagosa Springs, shout out. And Colorado is just the most amazing place. If you can go to Colorado in the summer, which y'all will probably even hear me on this podcast do commercials for the state of Colorado. That's how passionate I am about Colorado. Like, I've been going there since I was a kid and I love it. It's just
what made your sister
beautiful.
Move there? Just because you've
her
been going
husband
there?
Been going oh. there since he was a kid. His parents have a second home there. They would ski in the winter and, you know, hike and fish and fly fish and do all the things in the summer. And they just wanted to get out of Austin. Their kids, they wanted to raise them in a smaller town and have a simpler life. And then that's what's so comical that now they've been on HGTV. Their season's over, by the way, but we'll find out soon if they're going to get a season two. But my sister's like, we came here for a simpler life and now there's camera people everywhere and sound guys, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's still a simpler life for sure. And they're not in like this rat race game that they would have been in Austin. Like the particular high school they were going to be at is very keep up with everybody for the kids and even sports are super competitive. And they were like, we just don't want to do this anymore. We're out. Bye. It was after my mom died too. And I think my sister just had like a different shift in perspective. My sister's husband's always wanted to be in Colorado. This is where he thrives. He's his happiest. But I think my sister was like, I don't know if I want to live there. And then there's something about losing someone that can give you a different perspective to do something. And then are you lake or beach person in the summer?
Like if you had to choose. Hard.
Well, you have to choose right now.
Lake.
Okay. Me too.
Because I like activities. Mm-hmm. I like to lay out, but like I just went to the beach a couple weekends ago. And I literally was like, can we play a game? Can we play a game? What can we do now? Can we play a game? Because I can't just sit there.
Yeah, and the sand and then the salt.
The sand is everywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which after going to your lake house, Tashira now wants to buy a lake house as a business investment and Airbnb it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's actually, people Airbnb their lake houses over there.
Right. But I mean, she's 15. Is someone going to give her a mortgage?
I was going to say, is she selling savings?
What's her down payment? I'm like, okay, great plan, babe.
She did ask my brother if he would give her a discount on a house. She's like, can I get a discount? He's like, why?
Oh, yeah, because Kat's family, they build houses.
Yeah.
Defada Building and Builders. Oh, no. Building Defada's
Defada
Construction.
Defada Custom Homes.
Oh, shout
really
out.
Close.
So they do that in and around Nashville, but also out at the lake where y'all are because, you know, y'all are there. And yes, Tashira was like, discount? I'm like, okay, even if you hustle him for a discount, you still can't afford a lake house. She's like, but I'm going to Airbnb it. And I said, okay, who's going to clean it? You're going to hire a company? You have to give them a percentage. I mean, that's a great way to do it, but you have to know that you're already getting 10% or more, 20%, who knows? I don't know. The rates are going to a company. And then you've got to rent it out. Who's monitoring that? The schedule, the calendar. She's like, oh my gosh, mom, I have school. And I'm like, yeah. So, but I love that she's always hustling. Like she's always thinking of a plan and like a way to make money. Did I ever tell you how she was? I know I said this on the Bobby Bone show, but towards the end of school, summer break now, but she was taking the Theragun to school and charging people $1 a minute if they wanted to use it.
Yes.
She was like giving it to the athletes and they were all sore.
She's a genius.
I know.
Look at her. All right. Well, keep doing that.
Well, do you want to invest
in the lake house?
Do you want to invest in her lake house business?
Honestly, I would consider it if I had money to invest.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, Kat and I did not even get to all the questions we planned. We fail you when it comes to rapid fire, but we hope you enjoyed today's episode. And on Thursday's episode, heads up, Donald Miller is going to be on. He is an amazing author. We're going to be in person because he lives near Nashville. And Kat is actually going to join me for that interview. She's not normally on my Four Things episodes, but I know you're a fan of his work as well. So we're going to do it together.
So excited.
Yes. Can't wait for that. And then Father's Day shopping is in full force. If you're wanting anything that gives back from the shop forward, then I recommend you do that ASAP. Like if you're over there checking out Pimp and Joy anyway, you can go see what the shop forward has up. I've got dad joke shirts, which are super cute. And those are benefiting a youth center in California that's doing amazing work. And then over on the Espoir side of the shop forward, we have Cool Dad and Born Your Hats, which I gave Kat's boyfriend a Born Your Hat. It was his birthday the other day. I won't say the year.
Do you know that he didn't realize?
Because you are Robin the Cradle. Did he what?
He didn't realize that later. I was like, you know what this means? And he was like, oh, I was wondering why it said the year. And I was like, yes, it's the year you were born.
Yeah, it's a Born Your Hat. We have all kinds of years, and you can get, if you've got a dad or a husband or whatever father you're shopping for, you can get their year. And then when they get it, we included 3 fun facts from that year. And so it's fun to just see what those were. Thanks. And then my sister actually helped curate that list when we were building it, because we were doing each year. And she helped put together the fun facts from the years. And there's a little sticker with those on it. And then Cool Dad stuff, all the things are up. Everything can be found at theshopforward.com. And you just type in maybe the search bar, whatever it is that you're looking for. And there's some really amazing Father's Day gifts that give back. And yeah, we'll see you on Thursday for Donald Miller. All right. And that's our show.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Bye. Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.